Avery, a lovable character.
He's one of the classless players of the league.
I think it's gutless. I mean, that's expected from Sean Avery.
Sean's his own soap opera.
He's Sean Avery. He was an effective player in the National Hockey League. A lot of people said he had to go across the line to be effective. Others said he had the talent not to necessarily have to do that. Jeremy Taggart in studio. Sean, which side of that equation do you see yourself? Did you have to be pushing the line? Did you have to be doing the stuff that you're well known for to play in the NHL? Or could you have lived with your talent alone?
You know, I think that that's it's just a conversation that doesn't need to happen. I mean, people can debate about it. I was what I was. I am what I am right now. That's how I played. You know, I remember Steve Yzerman telling me, you know, you just play, just play. You're a great player. You're a good player. You can play. It didn't matter. Nothing was going to change how I woke up every day and how I approached the game and how I played. Nobody was going to tell me to do it differently. That's how I played.
But isn't the nature of the game that you played the fact that the coach gets to tell you how to play the game? I mean, that's part of the obligation. You get a salary, you get paid really well, and one of the things you have to do is listen to what the coach says.
That's probably the idea, but I think that, listening was never one of my strong suits.
Are you happier now that you're not in the NHL?
I think that I'm extremely happy with my life today. And, I was also extremely happy over the course of my career. I mean, I would say that probably it's safe to say that nobody had as much fun as me.
Sean, do you feel like the Canadian media in particular treated you fairly, interpreted what you did fairly?
No, I mean, I think that the Canadian media is completely unrealistic about how they approach the game and extremely biased at the majority of the time. I think that that's probably one of the issues that I had ever going to Canada and playing in Canada, or just how the sport was perceived in certain areas.
I want a concrete example where you say, here's an example of the Canadian media not understanding the game or not interpreting the game properly or having wrong expectations. Like, give us a hard example.
We can start just off the top of my head quickly with the way that a guy celebrates after a goal. There's a lot of things that you have to follow as far as being a hockey player and the way that the game is played and at any point in time when a guy scored a great goal and he would celebrate in an unorthodox way, it was like the end of the world.
Yeah, but isn't it, are you describing that fellow hockey players more than the media? I mean, you're talking about like Nail Yakupov scored that goal, slid across the ice, and other players on other teams were outraged, including guys that he was playing against.
Or the triple low five.
And honestly,
PK?
why do you think that those guys... Do you think that those guys just want to hear a soundbite of themselves agreeing with the rest of Canada or the world? Like, do you not think that those guys would love to express themselves? Because I can tell you right now, you weren't an NHL player. I was. I know how guys are. And I know that everybody loves to have some fun. But because you are afraid to wake up the next morning and get chastised, you hold certain things inside of you. And I'm sure that I could give you four or five more examples and you would take the other side and certainly not agree with me. So I don't necessarily want to keep going, but, a fact's a fact, and creativity and expression have been looked down upon, certainly was while I played.
When you look back, and, we can't ask any more time than you've given us. It's a fascinating conversation. But when you look back at the comment that you made in Calgary, do you regret making that?
No, not at all. I mean, was it a distasteful comment? And, did I sit back afterwards and think about the people that I probably hurt? Yeah, of course. But subconsciously, did I have something in my head that was trying to get me to back to a certain place that I shouldn't have left? I mean, I always ended up in the right position. And I think that it was a combination of having great karma and putting a lot of good things into the world.
I don't understand that, Sean. Sorry, I'm really fascinated by your answer, but I'm not sure what you mean, where you always ended up in the right position. I don't know how that relates to your comments in Calgary.
I went into a secondary explanation as far as what happened because of that. But I think that it was distasteful, my comments in Calgary, 100%.
All right, appreciate it. Jeremy Taggart, thanks for putting the three of us together. Would you do this again, Sean? I mean, I got a million more questions to ask you about your life now.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, because you're afraid that you'll wake up tomorrow morning and hear people taking apart your comments. Maybe not. Either way, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.